Happy Thursday, everybody. This is Tim Shirota from Guild Investment Management. We'd like to welcome our new and returning listeners, and this is Guild Investment Management's podcast. Today is January 18, 2018. Today on our podcast, we have our founder and chief investment officer, Monty Guild. Monty has over 50 years of investment and economic experience and is widely recognized author, speaker, and commentator on international investing and economics. Welcome, Monty.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me. What I'm going to do today is summarize what we covered in our weekly newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter. If you go to guildinvestment.com, you are going to find a link where you can subscribe to our weekly free newsletter talking about global social, political, economic, financial, and tax issues for the U.S. and for countries around the world, providing a lot of investment insights and opportunities to identify trends moving the markets up. And we know we're all in a period, we all know we're in a period of rapid price appreciation in stocks in the U.S., in parts of Asia, and to a lesser degree in Europe at the current level, current time. This week we talk about the robots are coming again, and that means robots for agriculture and for food service. We talk about Spotify saved the record companies, and now it might be trying to kill them. We talk about cryptocurrencies, and we talk about why the markets are doing so well today and why we expect them to continue to be good buys on market dips. Hope you're all having a wonderful year, and those of you that are investing in stocks or commodities for the most part, or currencies other than the US dollar, are doing very well. Bonds are not doing so well because interest rates are rising. We'll also discuss that. First, let's get into robots in food service. At the Consumer Electronics Show, Pizza Hut and Toyota got together and described their new product, which will be robots to help in the delivery of food for Pizza Hut. McDonald's has also gone ahead in this area, as have many other food retailers. Autonomous food delivery systems will represent a major saving in labor and insurance costs for the companies that adopt them. Toyota has come up with new vehicles, and they also come up with a box that can be inserted into other delivery vehicles made by other automotive manufacturers who have automated vehicles, and they can implement all of the cost savings and benefits that the Toyota technology has offered. This is a remarkable technology, and we'll talk more about it next week in our podcast. Right now, we see McDonald's, Wendy's ramping up automation. Both companies mentioned they're planning to replace significant numbers of cashiers in 2018. We are not among those who believe that this will be the end of the world for people working in fast food. We think that actually, that more jobs will be created than destroyed. People must program, maintain, and repair these robots. The new technologies will require new training for new people and create new jobs and higher wages throughout the country. Yes, initially, robot technology has come forth because minimum wages are rising. But in the long run, just like with every previous industrial revolution, new disruption creates better and bigger paying jobs. So things will be better for the economy. Right now, we have a strong economy. Income for the average worker is going up at about 3% a year. Employment is at record levels. Things are going extremely well for the economy, and this is reflected in the stock market, which we'll get to in a minute. But first, I'd like to talk about a fellow who started Blue River. His name is Jorge Herod, and he is a Peruvian. When he was weeding his grandparents' farm at about 7 years old, he said to himself, this is a job for a machine. And eventually, he has created robots which can go through and individually put herbicides on weeds in fields, identifying each separate weed. They can also put nutrients in products, in crops, identifying each separate stalk of crop. Soon, these machines will be able to actually weed the weeds, not just poison them. But the way it works now is many less poisons go into the soil because they aren't generally spraying. They're just spraying where the weed is, which is saving substantial money and time and pollution. Approximately 40% of California's workforce is undocumented immigrants, and many of these people will be staying in these jobs, but they will be trained and being able to use more efficient equipment. They'll be able to produce more products. Pressures from new minimum wage laws have accelerated the adoption of automation, and the companies that capitalize on it will benefit. But this is not going to disrupt jobs. In the long run, it's going to create more jobs. Let's talk about Spotify. Spotify, this section was written by Rudy Von Abele, who writes, "The writer of this section painstakingly curates a 250-gigabyte collection of MP3s, only knows about Spotify thanks to his teenage children. To them, the labor of collecting and organizing audio files, let alone compact discs, or other more ancient and arcane media, is unthinkable. They fire up Spotify and find what they're looking for." It goes on to say that Spotify, which has benefited the record companies, is now going into competition with them, much as Netflix and Amazon have moved from being conduits of content to being threats to the studios that produce content. Spotify has troves of data to analyze about music listening habits and demographics, data that they could deploy with artificial intelligence to create and promote new stars, and this is where they're heading. In addition to that, Spotify is going public, and they're going around Wall Street, saving the big 5-10% fees that Wall Street firms charge people to go public, and using their own outstanding shares, creating their own buzz, and going public for a tiny fraction of what other companies pay to go public. Obviously, very intelligent and well-managed company. Take a look at Spotify when it comes public. It depends on the pricing, so we're not recommending it yet, but we recommend you take a look at it. Cryptocurrency update. Bitcoin peaked last year immediately after the launch of Bitcoin futures on two exchanges at about $18,000, $19,000 per Bitcoin. Recently, a couple days ago, it fell below $10,000 per Bitcoin and has currently gone up to about $11,700 per coin. The SEC remains skeptical and continues to watch initial coin offerings as an area ripe with deception and fraud. And the CFTC, which has often been underfunded, has become the regulator for Bitcoin in the United States. Increased regulations on Bitcoin in Korea and in China have also put the pressure on the value of the coin. There are many other coins. We write about them all every week, or many of them every week in our letter. And we believe that our letter is worth reading for those of you who are Bitcoin and crypto coin and digital coin aficionados. There are digital currencies aiming to appeal to the established financial system by improving technologies for international money transfer. Ripple is one of those. There are technological challenges being faced by many of the largest networks. The most significant is the issue of scaling. At their current size, the networks are simply not functioning as advertised. The Bitcoin blockchain is hopelessly clogged. Transactions are painfully slow and expensive. The same is true for Ethereum, although somewhat less so. Ethereum has significant security and functionality issues which competitors have sought to address. There are various proposals to fix the scaling issues, such as the Lightning Network in Bitcoin, but their viability and ramifications remain unknown. There's a great deal of uncertainty, and we're watching all of these and keeping our readers informed about them. As I said earlier, go on guildinvestment.com and subscribe to our free newsletter. As far as the market summary goes, U.S. stocks are moving up, as are stocks in several other countries. And the leading big companies continue to move ahead most rapidly. The U.S. market's rotational. It's favoring one group after another. But the groups with the most positive earnings prospects are the ones moving ahead strongly. Recently, it's been beneficiaries of lower taxes and people who are bringing money back to the United States that they can use to buy back stock or increase dividends or increase salaries or do things all of that nature. Just yesterday, Apple announced they're bringing back $38 billion from they're bringing back much more than 38, a couple hundred billion dollars from Europe. and they're paying $38 billion more in taxes. They're adding $5 billion to a startup fund to help with more advanced manufacturing for people. They're giving raises to their employees. They're doing many other things to increase their charitable and other contributions. And this is just an example of some of about 100 major companies that have come forth with various forms of benefits to their employees, to their stockholders, and to charitable institutions. In addition, repatriated money is used to buy back stock, which helps other industries. Every time a company grows, invests capital, buys back stock, that money goes back into the economy and is spent somewhere else. It's called the multiplier and accelerator effect that people study in economics classrooms. So when a dollar is expended and brought back into the economy, put into taxes, or expended in building industrial activity, building warehouses, buying equipment, building more raw materials, all of these things go through the multiplier effect and have a multiplied beneficial effect on the entire economy. Because big companies and high tax-paying companies are both benefited, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and small companies are both rising. In a capitalist environment, everyone is competing all the time. Those companies who get the tax benefit and do not reinvest it will certainly become smaller and less important companies in the future. So every single company out there that's getting this tax windfall is going to have to reinvest it to remain and attain the same status they currently have or bigger status in the economy of the United States. Therefore, we're extremely enthusiastic about this tax package and believe it's extremely good for all layers of our economic society, especially for the stock market. Since this is an article about the stock market, a podcast about that, we're very bullish. Finally, talking about Asia. Asia has already had lower taxes than the United States, and in competition with us, they're lowering them again. This is going to be good for consumption of raw materials, consumption of economic activity, consumption of new capital equipment in Asia, and a very positive for Asian growth. For Europeans, European is more stuck in a socialist model. They're not as ambitious, as aggressive. They've ceded market share and growth in the world to the United States and to Asia. So we're modestly enthusiastic about Asia, about Europe, but not as enthusiastic as we are about the US and about Asia. Gold. Gold is broken out above $1,330 an ounce. It has a chance to move to $1,375. It seems to be wallowing here and not moving ahead. It got till the end of the month when it has technical cyclical patterns. If gold does not move by the end of the month, we expect it to go sideways or slightly lower after that. Thank you very much for listening, and warmest wishes to all.
Thank you very much, Monty. If you like what you heard, please hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to our podcast or visit us at www.guildinvestment.com. If you want our weekly email update, subscribe to our commentary at the website. In the coming weeks, we'll be hosting one of our quarterly conference calls. I highly recommend you attend this, and participants can ask direct questions on the call. So sign up on our website. You'll have access to that call. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.